So it was just a little while ago on the cusp of this new social distancing order. I went out into the city of Melbourne in search of someone recently arrived from Italy to go for a walk with me. And I found that man. I took a walk with a man who sees the city in a very different way to you and I. And together we walked, perhaps in too close proximity, walking, in his words, as an itinerant seminary of poets through Melbourne's arts precinct. I'm about to go walking with Francesco Carreri, and that is what Francesco does.
Yes, we go walking. I don't know where, because it's the first time I'm here in Australia, and of course in front of MGV.
Well, let me take you this way.
Come with me.
Let's go. The city and walking, they can be difficult companions.
Yes. Moreover, here and in the modern cities than in the ancient cities in Italy where I live, because there people still walk. Here people take the car and... Well, I don't know. Now we are in the center of the town.
And we're surrounded by walking people.
Yes, it's full. But I've seen that in the suburbs also. Well, I just passed it by car, but not many people are walking.
Because that is the thing with the modern city, is it not? We tend to move from our container, our home, into our container, the car or the public transport, and we go to where we want to be, and what happens in between is obscured from us.
Yes, but I think there is always the possibility to walk and to get lost. That is what I try to find always, not to go to A to B, but to find shortcuts or to trespass or stumble somewhere. Because I think this is the interesting of a walk, is not walking and instead than take a tram, a bus, or a car.
Well, we're walking here between the National Gallery of Victoria, that beautiful Roy Grounds building, and another, the Arts Centre here. And there's a little garden bit here, which is sort of a lost corner.
Yes.
Which is kind of nice. Let's
see if we can enter by climbing the fence.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah. This is the aim of my walk, always, to try to penetrate in the private propriety, in the intimate space. I love it.
When did that start for you? Was that as a boy, was that something you were always doing, crawling into buildings, climbing walls?
Yes, this stuff. But let's say, I understand that it was a form of art, the form of architecture, as I always said. Around the beginning of the 90s, after we occupied the university with a movement that was called the Pantera, the Panther, because there was a panther escaped from the zoo of Rome, and it was somewhere, every day somebody saw the panther, but at the end...
Were you in hot pursuit?
Yes. And so we started as students to explore the city, because we were in contrast with our teacher, with our professor, that they explained that the city, they've like understand everything about the city. So for them, there was nothing to explore, nothing to understand new. And for us, so we started exploring to say our teacher, they are unable to see, unable to understand what is going on.
Because we feel, we accept the constraints very readily. We accept the fences, we accept the gates. It's a bit of a challenge for many people to sort of, you know, break those boundaries.
Yes. I think it gives you adrenaline, because once you are in a place where you have not the right to stay, the space change and your perception of the space change. I don't know if you think that there are dogs or animals, and so you are more attentive to the space, a trees where to climb, or another door where to get out.
So as a professional walker in cities, which you are, when you're walking in a city, as we are here, what are you looking for? How do you see that space?
I always look at the empty space, the voids, like now where we are, in between. There is a space between these two buildings, and so the public space, the void entry, but here there is a fence.
You are tempted by that fence.
Yes, and to me the my aim is to put in contact all the empty space that there are inside, in the interstices between the building, between the neighborhood, moreover, that because I don't know here, but Rome and many cities that where I walked, you can I walk with a sort of my imaginary map that is an archipelago, where the building space, the building areas, the place where we live, where the settled live, are the island of this archipelago, and we can also cross the sea. The empty space is the sea, and so, but there are fences in the sea, and there are different seas also. So
those empty spaces, that they are the sort of accidents of architecture, the shadows of architecture.
Yes, it's a sort of also of an anti-architecture to me. When you asked when we started, the revelation,
that's
understand?
A good word.
Okay. Was that it exists another architecture of the void, of the empty space, that is a sort of nomadic architecture, so without building object, without living traces, but just perceiving and just building a narrative of the space, it is the starting point of an architecture. This is why I'm really interested to the walkabout of the natives here, because this is really where we can see. Well, I know that I can't talk about that because I come from Europe. I'm here since 2 weeks, so but I just studied a bit about that. But to me, the Aboriginal architecture is to give the name of the space and to build oral maps and songs to describe the territory. So you don't need an architecture. You just can reveal what it is existing.
Well, we have choices now. There's you like this way. It's dark.
To me, it's really interesting to go in the parking area, in the underground of the building, or try to go to the top of the building and see.
Why is that interesting?
Because you explore some place where you normally don't walk. So it's not to walk on the walk side, but try to go where nobody go. So just the people who want to waste time, they go. And I always say that who wastes time gains space.
But once we create, we're going to walk down this hill. Once we create that formal relationship with a space, once we describe that space, that creates an architecture of a sort.
Yes, I think. And every time it is a new experience, and every time is a new architecture, let's say. But I don't know if now we are creating an architecture in such a place like that, but I'm happy that we are in the grass. Well, now we are
in jumped
the
out.
Asphalt. Let's go.
There's a car park.
Or maybe there is also the top.
Which would you like to do?
Let's try to go up.
Okay.
That.
We're in the lift. We can get to the fourth floor.
Let's go.
Give that a try.
You don't need the key.
Have we arrived? Maybe we have arrived. Right. Yes.
Yes.
Here we are. Or is this where we were before?
Ah.
Oh no, we're upstairs.
Ah, so you can just go downstairs.
Here we are. We've arrived. Should we look outside? No, I think we're higher now.
We can't go there because...
We've done that already.
We have another rule, that is that we...
Never retrace our steps?
Exact.
Okay.
Exactly. So let's go ahead.
If your rule is never to retrace your steps, that must be hard.
There's always an exit point. Always.
Francesco is the expert. I trust him implicitly.
Because, okay, probably there is a lift. Because we can't go...
We can't do that one again.
No. But if we ask to this woman... If we could take the car with her, then we can do the same.
Then there would be no problem.
No. Let's ask. For you is better than me.
I'm not sure that I'm feeling socially equipped for that.
No.
Okay. I think
she's gone.
That could be horrifying for her.
But you know, every time you provocate somebody in a fine way, not provocating really, but they are happy. At the end, the starting point, they have fear, but then if you say we are poets and we are walking poets or a seminary of itinerant seminary of poets, they do a smile. And they understand you are an artist.
Working poet, that opens doors.
Yeah. Open the door.
Here's a door.
Be poet, open the door.
Speaking of which.
Five doors.
I found a stairway.
Yeah. I don't know if...
Level two.
With the microphone, you can perceive how the sound is changing.
Yes, we can.
Of course. Our voice.
All right, here's another door. Although, that looks intriguing.
Gate complex.
There's an underground passage here, which has Francesco somewhat excited.
Here the smell is awful.
And we have emerged. I can't tell you precisely where, but we're here. Big blank walls of buildings. We are certainly now within those within the sea in that architectural archipelago. Francesco visited Australia for the sadly cancelled Melbourne Design Week.